Good morning, 738, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and every Tuesday at about this time, we talk to Chip Simmons, who I used to introduce as the Chief Deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. That is still true, but he is also now the Sheriff-Elect for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff-Elect, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. It's Escambia County, not Santa Rosa.
What did I say, Santa Rosa County? Oh my God! Every once in a while, you know, it's funny. I get on Biden for making these gaffes, and then I make these dumb statements like that too. It's a bit of a humbling thing. So, and I know you hate acclaim, I do. But Sheriff Elect, congratulations. We talked to you on election night, but welcome back to the show. Before we get to, because I think it's really an important thing that we got to talk about some of the things that you intend to do in this transitional time. Before we get to that, we always ask you about, you know, anything that's taken place in the last few days. We did have a pretty ugly event take place over the weekend involving the homeless, a couple of homeless folks. Is that right?
Yeah, we got a report over the weekend of an individual that claims to have been attacked by, he calls a group of men. They appear to be homeless individuals, and with a box cutter, and also got shot in the neck. So he did sustain these injuries. He was being treated. But we're getting some conflicting statements and just not getting a whole lot of cooperation. The one thing for sure is that he was attacked by somebody and he did suffer a gunshot wound to the neck. So we're certainly investigating it, and we're asking if anyone has information about it, please let us know, because again, the details are a little sketchy.
It raises a question to me of, because some of our sheltering agencies have been harmed from Sally and not been able to operate at their normal level or at all, I assume that there are more homeless and therefore out on the street, so to speak, and that therefore there are more friction points, as I know there have been in the city. Have there been more episodes or incidents involving homeless people since Sally?
We haven't really noticed a measurable uptick. I mean, anecdotally speaking, you can say that, you know, there's this case. We've had a couple more, you know, reports of crimes involving the homeless. And homeless. Again, it does seem like there are more people out there on the streets. And I would imagine that because of the virus, that their resources have been dwindling quite a bit as well. So,
yeah.
Again, there's a lot of questions to be asked, I guess, and probably not a lot of answers regarding that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And I know, you know, when Michael Kimbrell had talked to the city council not that long ago, you know, kind of made the point about agencies having, you know, resources. I think it was city council. Might have been the county commission. Anyway, just, you know, agencies not being able to help, and therefore they were out in public and near storefronts and things like that. But it sounds to me like you're not sure whether there has been. It doesn't seem, if it had been overwhelming, you would have noticed it by now. So anything else that happened over the weekend or the last few days that we ought to know about?
No, we're still, obviously, we're out there enforcing the laws. We haven't had, you know, anything of significance happen over the last couple of days, so that's good. You know, we've got some stuff on our Facebook page about, so we were trying to identify some individuals involved in aggravated battery. There's still some wanted people on our Facebook page, so we just ask that people, you know, keep track of that, pay attention to what we put out there. I know we put a lot of people that are, considered runaways or endangered, younger teenagers. But we also have some people out there that are wanted and considered armed and dangerous.
And by the way, when you follow the Escambia County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, do what I do with what we ask you to do for the news radio page. Same thing, is check the box that says "See First." That way you always see the posts at the top of your feed, and you can make sure to keep up on anything that's, you know, breaking information, fugitives, amber alerts, silver alerts, any of that kind of stuff. Let's transition now. Obviously, when we have had you on, we've been having you on every week in your capacity as chief deputy, which is a separate thing from your capacity as a candidate, and you always have to keep those things legally. You have to keep those things separate. Now that the election is over, we no longer have to keep that division. So my question for you is, as the sheriff-elect, which will be, what, January, is that right?
Yeah, January the 4th is the first day that I take over.
Okay, so you'll be taking over for Sheriff Morgan on January the 4th. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you want to do that are going to be changes from the way things are being done right now. And I know you're still operating within the existing administration, but maybe this is a chance for you to talk to people about what they can expect to see change over the next couple of months, and then in January particularly.
Absolutely. You know, again, we couldn't talk about it on our weekly time period, But the campaign that we had centered around enforcement to the tune of increased enforcement drug drug type investigations, which means we're going to partner with our state and federal partners because we understand that drug trafficking affects violent crime. You've heard us time and time again talk about drug-related violence and shootings that took place, and we feel that they are drug-related. So we're gonna enhance our enforcement side of things. But I also ran on a platform of heavier engagement, and having been in law enforcement so long, I understand that you need to not just just talk about it. You actually have to show, hey, this is what we're going to do in our communities, in our neighborhoods. One part of that is to reopen some of our substations or precincts. We've been working on that over the last couple of days because the transition, while it's, we have a couple of months, we have again until January the 4th. There's a lot to get done. I mean, there's the paperwork aspect of it. There's the legal aspect of transitioning from one sheriff to the other sheriff to the new sheriff, and that's what we've been working on. But also we're working on this engagement platform. Because again, we know that we want to get it kicked off pretty quickly in January, and Sheriff Morgan has been really kind enough to say, hey, go ahead and start working on some of the things that you're going to work on, because he understands, having gone through it, that it takes a couple of months to get it done.
Well, that was actually one thing I was going to ask you is, I understand that he is still the sheriff, but are you yet running the department? Is he still running the department? What kind of leadership role do you have right now? I understand that you're starting to do some of the things, but maybe help people understand who's really in charge at this moment.
Well, Sheriff Morgan's still in charge.
Okay.
He has, by law, he is still the elected sheriff, so he has requirements associated with his duties. Now, having been the chief deputy, the day-to-day operations I had been working on. But again, they're based on my experience and my qualifications. There are going to be some things that we do a bit differently, and we're starting to work into that. We're taking a look at the personnel that we currently have and make sure that the personnel that we have and that we move forward with is conducive to this message of engagement in enforcement. And again, that's what we're looking at. It's not as simple as say, hey, open up the doors to this precinct. You have to staff it. You have to figure out what that's going to mean with regarding, answering calls for service. But what we really want is someone to be in Perdido and someone to be in Molino that can handle and can talk to the residents of those particular communities so that they don't have to come down to the main office, so that there's a level of knowledge regarding what's taking place in those specific neighborhoods. And so the citizens can have a place to go and say, hey, this is our concerns at this particular time or this particular location.
It sounds like you're thinking of the sheriff's office as almost a collage of regionalized sheriff's organizations rather than one central entity that is operating out of Leonard Street. Is that, I may be misunderstanding you, but it sounds like, I like that approach. It makes sense to me. You're talking about opening some substations. Can you say which ones, where, and then, of course, will that also involve, you talked about staffing, will you have to be hiring more deputies?
Well, yeah, and that's what we're evaluating. The substations that I'm looking at right now are the Perdido substation that was it was active a couple of years ago, but it was closed and some reorganization took place. I like the feel of having a lieutenant and supervision that's assigned permanently to Perdido, so that again that they understand what the needs are from a day-to-day basis.
Yeah,
and then the citizens can come in there. And another one is the one in Molino. Those are the ones that we're looking at trying to open up as soon as January again. But we have to staff it. So we're looking at what our numbers are like, because it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to put a couple more sworn deputies, transition into those areas. But we need to have also some non-sworn positions. We want to make sure that we have some other people over in that area or responsive to that area so that we can address, specific communities. Because, as you know, Escambia County is rather large. It goes from Century to the two beaches. So there's a lot of stuff that that needs to be addressed. There's a lot of I think there's a lot of responsiveness that we can have if we can at least start by opening up some of these substations. And that's in addition to the body camera program.
Yeah, right. No, and we'll talk about that next week for sure. And I got some other things we want to talk about with you. But just to button up the last question here is, I don't even know, and pardon my ignorance on this, but I don't know how many or where the current substations are. I mean, I know the one on Pensacola Beach. I know the one by the Walmart on Hood. But are there, aside from, so that's Perdido, Molino, or Opening, the one in by the Walmart, the one on, out on the beach, how many other substations are there?
Well, we have one right now. We have one in Century, and we have one at Pensacola Beach. We have the main office, obviously, on Leonard Street.
Right.
We have the one you're talking about on the Hood. We have a Hood Drive, and we have one over in Warrington.
Okay.
On you know, just outside the Navy base. If you remember, the reason we were able to get the Navy base so quick is because one of our substations was there, and that's a new one. So yeah, I look for you know, to reopen the one in Perdido, which covers the entire inner area, would cover Perdido Key, and then some areas north of the Theo Bars Bridge. The one in Cantonment would pretty much bridge the Inslee substation, the one you're talking about at Hood Drive and Century, because again, that's a pretty big area, and there are some unique needs there in our neighborhoods, and that's the key, Andrew. We have, you know, not only is Canby County rather large, that there are some urban areas and there are some very rural areas in addition to the beaches. So you know, they're unique in our responses. They're unique in the call volume, and I want to make sure that we address those and we provide the services to every neighborhood that we possibly best. Service to every neighborhood that we possibly can.
Very good. Well, we'll continue this conversation next week. Sheriff-elect Chip Simmons, Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, always good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for the information. We appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.